This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is going to be indicted tomorrow. He's already in New York. He will be at a hearing in the Manhattan courthouse in the afternoon. Peaceful protests are planned. The mayor warns things better not get out of hand. And there are some serious barricades that are up in lots of places. Meanwhile, many of you are worried about the weather in your backyard, just dealing with tornadoes and more nasty stuff on the way. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope the start of your week was a good one. And I look at the severe weather outlook for Tuesday into Thursday. So you do have some severe storms and strong tornadoes threatening once again some central states. You know, there's more than 100 tornadoes reported between the Corn Belt and the Mid-Atlantic on Friday and Saturday. And of course, then there was violent thunderstorms. 31 people died in all. Now there's another round of dangerous storms and those crazy tornadoes. If you look at a map and you look at the center part of the map and you were to draw a big circle around it, you'd look at parts of eastern Iowa, northwest Illinois, northeastern Missouri especially, but the zone includes places that I've spent some time in and where many of people are listening to us, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City in Iowa too as well, all under that severe threat. And then the outer bands get wider and include parts of Texas and Louisiana and Michigan as well for potential storms that could spawn those tornadoes. And boy, the tornadoes to me, and I said this in a previous show, it's how wide are they, how long are they on the ground, and how many are coming at you. It used to be, at least I covered a few tornadoes when I was in the news business, and it used to be, yes, I lived in Nebraska, Tornado Alley, Texas, places like that, but it still used to be, it would touch down, and it would be shocking, and there would be destruction, but then it was gone, poof. But now it seems like they're just bigger and badder and more are, because of the weather patterns, more are hitting some of these areas. And so I think a lot of people are thinking about shelters and what can they do for shelters. And we're going to have somebody on next week to talk about that. What do you do? I mean, you hear the weather people locally in some of these areas say, right now, get to wherever your tornado safe place is. But what is the tornado safe place in a house? We got in the bathtub because that's all I knew to do, get in the bathtub. Other people are huddling in closets. If you have a safe place, if you have a storm shelter, it's great because you can go underground in that storm shelter and all the craziness is above you and you're not, I mean, of course there could be things that hit the ground, projectiles and all of that, but you're much, much safer. That's for sure. And that's why so many people invested in them or designed them themselves, figured out a way. But that's not convenient or easy for a lot of people to be able to do it. And it's not affordable for many people too, based on what some charge. All right, let's talk about cameras not being in the courtroom. There's not going to be any cameras. The judge isn't going to let news cameras broadcast Trump's arraignment. I think the thought was the network news thought, we're going to break in all across the board. We're breaking in the afternoon when this arraignment happens, but that's not happening. There's going to be still photographers that, and the networks may still break in and have people on the scene, but they're not going to have any video of the actual arraignment, but there'll be still cameras that will be in there. You know, it's crazy how many news outlets are covering it. It's actually outside of Trump Tower. There were only a handful of protesters that were supporting the president that were there, but it was mostly reporters. When you go and you cover big events, like, I'll give you an example of all the years I covered Super Bowls, it was out of control, insane how many media, and so many media got rejected, so you were lucky if you got a pass, but it was so big, covered by so many people, that you had to put players up on these platforms and interview many of them that way, because there's just no way they could accommodate everybody. So in this case, this courthouse can't accommodate all of these people. It's just an onslaught of news outlets, because this is the first time that it's the whole coverage of the former president who's running. That's number one. It's also the fact that we've never had a president charged this way. So that's number two. And you're talking about 30 plus criminal charges. Who knows how many get thrown out? But this arraignment is happening in the afternoon. The former president is already in New York. Like I said, he's in Trump Tower. He will go to the Manhattan courthouse. It's not going to be in cuffs. Supposedly, there's not going to be a mugshot. It's just going to be the arraignment, and then go from there and see what happens. Meanwhile, we're going to bounce around quickly to a couple of things, including, because I had so many people ask me, what happened? There might have been a few of you that actually filled out some brackets and somehow survived in your brackets. If you had UConn to win the whole thing and to beat San Diego State, woohoo, because that's what happened. So you might have won a few handful of dollars on that game. I don't know. Right. Brackets are so big to play. People who don't pay any attention to college hoop play them. So that wraps up the college hoop season. March is definitely about March Madness, and it has come, my friends, and it has gone. It has left us. So just like that, as soon as it comes in, you get excited, and then boom, it's gone for another year, not to be talked about until then. All right, coming up on this show, we've got more conversation about the world of money. Yeah, it comes and it goes, and sometimes it flows and sometimes it doesn't. And speaking of money, because I was also asked about this, so three people asked about the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. This was a really bizarre thing where there was a man who was suing her, saying she slammed into him on a bunny hill in Utah, in Park City, Utah. So initially he was suing her for $3 million. Then it went down to $300,000. And the jury was out for 3 hours. This is the tail end of last week. And ultimately they found that Gwyneth Paltrow was not responsible for the ski collision. So she wins essentially a dollar, because that's symbolically, she asked for a dollar, but also her lawyer fees to be paid. And I guarantee she did not have cheap lawyers for this trial, this Oscar-winning actress who's worth like $1 billion. And the other guy, who was a retired optometrist, and he was asked afterwards if he regretted it, and he said he regretted bringing the suit. So that civil suit against Paltrow, claiming that he had these lasting injuries after they collided 7 years ago, finally, that came and went, and Hollywood left Park City, at least for a day or two anyway. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Paying that money to get your kids into the Ivy Leagues. Let's hear this story. But first, let's start with campaign money. The former President Donald Trump's campaign for the 2024 election is getting flush. He always had a big war chest, for sure, the last time around he did. And for this one, the campaign has raised a record $7 million in 3 days since news of the indictment. So you got to think, there's people that are not happy with that and are like, take the money, I'm going to... And it's a lot of first-time donors or small amounts of money. So that's a ton of people that have dumped into the $7 million in 3 days. Wow. It's almost unheard of when you think about fundraising. So how about that? Meanwhile, it wasn't that much money, but it was a lot of money. Parents paying up to $750,000 to get their kids into the Ivy League schools, because it's so hard to get kids into schools, right? So it's a college. You got to be careful though, because we saw what happened when there was the big scam going on. Oh, just say they were on a team. Just put their name on the list. We're talking about actual college consultants. That's what they're charging. They're charging up to $750,000 to help parents of children as early as seventh grade build the applications they need to get in. So it's not that whole Varsity Blues scandal. Then you got to think about, well, I mean, what do these people do for a living? The Ivy League tuition is almost $90,000 a year. Acceptance rates are below 5%. So wealthy parents will gladly fork over the coin for 5 to 7 years of guiding the student on the right path to try to get them in. This is crazy. Only 3.4% of applications for Harvard's class of 2027 were accepted. Think of that, 3.4%. 3.9% got into Columbia. 4.4% made it into Yale. Wow. Out of the 59,000 who applied to a school I grew up near, the University of Pennsylvania, only 4.1% were welcomed in, so that's like 2,400. So that's a lot of coin if you think about that, right? And then you think about they graduate, what's the median salary that they get? And the answer to that is, in some of the cases of what they're doing, that is why they're trying to get into these to the schools. Because, like, a Stanford grad earns, the median income is $97,000 in the first 10 years with a positive net value that would be somewhere in the $300,000s, whatever it is. And listen, I've had lots of discussions with people that I know about the future, where we're headed, everything else. And so many people have said to me, especially when we're talking about these tech companies, it's not so much about the degree, even with Google or whoever else. It's about the certifications, right? And it's also about trades, people that have a trade, have a skill. I mean, plumbers, etc. I know that my plumber started his company, and he told me he can't even keep up with it. And so he's got a school trying to teach the craft to others to do it well, to go in and to be able to solve some of these crises for so many people, because everybody needs a plumber. So there are interesting things to look at in where the jobs are and where we're actually headed. So imagine getting a consultant, and there's, how can they guarantee, because they're not bribing, right? So how can they guarantee after you pay all that money that your kid is going to be in that percentile to get in? There's just no way they can. So you could be paying all that money and then be completely out of any of the schools that you wanted to get into, because they only accept so many, and you just didn't make the list for whatever reason. It just didn't happen. All right, let's stick with college for 1 second. How about this? A $10 million, I was reading about this the other day, and I pulled it up. I was reading about this $10 million lawsuit at the University of Maryland. And it had to do with, it's against the University of Maryland, and it had to do with the support of some of what is happening with the Chinese students there, and again, it goes to those applications, etc. And so being sued in that process of student applications and who's getting in and those decisions. So it goes right down that same lane of, where what's sticky, what's not sticky, and how do you separate that, right? Because I think there is the temptation on the other side, again, that goes back to that whole money thing. And I mean, flat out, that's what it is, right? Money, money, money. It makes the world go round, or does it really? This is an interesting thing that I came across, too, as well, in talking about, talking about money. Looking at The Matrix, it was just this day in 1999 that The Matrix, the original Matrix, debuted in theaters. And they shot the film, the original Matrix, for $70 million, having no idea what a cultural phenomenon it would become, because that $70 million movie grossed $470 million worldwide. Wow. $470 million. I was thinking about this. 99, The Matrix. I can remember somebody, I liked Keanu Reeves, and I can remember somebody telling me about The Matrix, and they didn't explain the plot very well. but it sounded pretty cool to me, and I remember going to see it and thinking, this was pretty good. It was easier to describe than was described to me, but it definitely nailed an audience. And in streaming, it's nailed an audience, and people still go back to the Matrix. And then, of course, we just had another Matrix, so it's interesting. This is, to me, fascinating. There's a guy named Jacob Garlick, and I think he was shocked. He won a $190 million auction for a very famous building. If you look this building up in New York City, it's one of the most famous skyscrapers we have in the country. It's called the Flatiron Building. And he won the bid, but he failed to pay the $19 million deposit that he had to pay. So the building is probably going to head back to auction. Can you imagine? $190 million for this building. But what would have to be done to this building? You'd have to have some serious coin. And what are you doing with this building? That would be the other part of it, right? And then there's this other story about this rare collection of William Shakespeare's works. And they're looking for a new home, right? $10.5 million is the asking price. $10.5 million. I don't know. I mean, how much would you... Again, this goes, I guess, to the kind of money that you have and your insatiable desire to have originals of Shakespeare. But it's the 400-year anniversary of Shakespeare's what they call first folio that's being produced and printed, and then now we're talking about an asking price of that much from the Antiquarian Book Fair, which happens at the end of April in New York. Whew. The first folio, 36 out of Shakespeare's 37 plays. So you got to also think of the timeline. It was published in 1623, 7 years after his death. 7 years after his death. But then every time you touch it, you have to wear gloves. I'm just assuming, right? So, I don't know. Some people's realities, I think, are different than the rest of us. I just have a feeling if that's not a big deal. And to just heap more of that nonsense on you, the Eternal Pink, which has been hailed as the most significant pink diamond ever to appear at auction available at Sotheby's this summer, it is valued at $35 million. What are you going to do with that ring? What are you going to do with it? All right, we got to step aside. Stay with us.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore on Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapse. The president has pledged full federal support following last week's disaster when a cargo ship hit the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News Sunday Night in America that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. The incident coincides with an ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Excited to introduce you to our next guest, Thyme Lewis. You might remember him, Days of Our Lives. He was a heartthrob, probably still is, Jonah Carver, but on the screen he certainly was. When you think of all-time great daytime soap operas, he's an actor, producer, ex-stuntman, former FEMA, that's right, FEMA inspector, and he's got a terrific book out with a great character. It's called A Week's Worth. Thyme, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Right on. Yeah, you know about FEMA. I love it. Shout out to all the operators out there in the field.
And you really were in the thick of it during Irma. We have to start there, and because that's also part of what you really feel and see in your book, because you write about what you know about. So tell us about your FEMA experiences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped in. We trained in Dallas, and I dropped in. I had a couple of friends that were down in Katrina and some of the other really heavy-duty sad things. And even when the towers went down, you know, longtime FEMA operators, and they just – I'm a humanitarian at heart. And when I was on Days of Our Lives, I traveled the country religiously, like – 48 weekends out of the year, I was traveling somewhere, not only to do charity work, but also to like meet people and just different environments to get as much experience with our great country as I could. And with FEMA, I just was missing doing something giving back. And so I went down when Irma hit, and I worked Florida, panhandled all the way down to Miami, and then they needed help in Puerto Rico, and, you know, what a catastrophe that was. So, yeah, it was great. It was just great, you know? I don't mind working 16, 18 hours a day. As long as you have purpose and you're seeing results and you're making an impact, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, and so you wrap this into this really interesting character, because your story, your book, A Week's Worth, follows basically Mac, who's an ex-Navy SEAL turned FEMA inspector. He helps disaster victims certainly rebuild lives, or their lives, and protects future potential victims anyway from criminals that do the work that they do when disasters happen. So tell us how this book came about, and tell us more about Mac and his character and the series you've created.
Well, sure. So Mac is short for MacGuffin, and MacGuffin is a very interesting term, and I'll let the readers look it up for themselves, or the listeners listen to look it up. But I call him Mac for short, and Mac. Turns out in this particular book, it very much parallels something that really actually happened with me. My mom was in a bit of disrepair, and I came home to help her, and I spent a week with her, hence the name A Week's Worth. And that's how that title was born, because what takes place in this first book is a 7-day or 8-day period with my mom. Now, my mom's very mad at me at times. So I have to say this in honesty and hilariousness, because I love her dearly. You know, she says to me, you know, Tom, I'm very upset with you right now. I've been reading the book and I'm very upset. And then she's, you know, and then all of her girlfriends and friends all say, oh my God, the book is so great. And she's like, oh, is it? What? I said, Mom, it's called a character arc. If I start you here, you have to go to there. And remember, Mom, it's fiction. Not all of it is true. So we had a ball. We had a really, really beautiful time. And from that and other life experiences, I created some great threads. And I feel like with where we are in the world right now, it just is a ripe field for writing. And the idea of me being a part of FEMA was that character was like born to me on steroids. And on that tip, I love Mitch Rapp by Vince Flynn. I love Lee Child's Jack Reacher. I love Hemingway. I like all these different influences that have been part of the chapters of my life. And I read a ton. And I felt like at this point I was ready to start writing for me and not for other people. So that's what's going on.
I love
that
it.
Make
so,
sense?
Yes, and MacGuffin or Mac is going to have other adventures, because this is just the first book, A Week's Worth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you're going to, this is the series. So just like Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp, who inspired you, or one of the people that inspired you, this is going to take us in other directions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm deep into my second book, Blood and Bones, and that happens 4 years prior to this book. And I've already touched in on the accolades of a third. I've got a bunch mapped out. But I love the ability to jump around in time and expose different chapters in this character's life. I've got great through characters of Nadine and Similane and people keep asking me, was your mom going to be in other books? And I'm like, well, there's going to be elements for sure. There's going to be elements. But it's a really, really fun thing. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, says to me, oh, it's bananas. I said, well, you got to spell it out. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Because it really tells you how bananas it can be. And bananas are a great fruit, by the way, and we talk about diet in the book. And bananas take on many forms of nutrition depending on when they're super green to when they're super ripe and very sweet and a lot more sugar. And we go all into it, and it's just fun.
It sounds like you're having a blast writing, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about the acting part of your world and being a stuntman. How did all that start? I mean, NBC's Days of Our Lives was huge, and your character was big.
I know. We had so much fun doing it, and I got to work with really the grandfather of America. I mean, McDonald Carey, the voice of Days of Our Lives. When I came onto that show, he was wonderful, and he was still with us. And Alice Horton, his wife on the show, she was a hoot. She'd look at me, and she'd go, "What is your name? How do you say it? What is your name?" She was so cute, but it was just a really, really a joy. You know, I got to work with Lisa Rinna and just a wonderful family. And so I have very fond memories. And I did actually go on and bounce around a little bit in a few other shows like Young and the Restless and stuff. But I know those fans are out there, and people come up to me once in a while and they go, "Where are you and what are you doing?" And I giggle because I wrote this book, I started on the next book, and then I decided to do the audio book. And when I did the audio book and I was back in the studio, it made me miss acting because I'd stepped away for quite a time. And so I just actually went and shot a 2-episode arc on a show called Bosch Legacy, which is a really neat show, and that's on Amazon Prime right now. So I got a little piece in there, and we'll see what comes, but the writing is so much fun. And you can tell I'm kind of a colorful guy. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how you just throw away the Bosch Legacy. I am a huge Bosch fan, so I know that show very well, and it has a huge audience, by the way. That's why it continued. People were upset, the whole Legacy thing. They wanted to see it go on. Titus does such a great job, Mimi and all the actors in that. Was it fun working with them?
You can't take your eyes off of him. When he's on screen, you cannot take your eyes off him. He's so interesting. And also the guy that Max Martini is also fantastic. I worked with Max and another cat named Guy. And I can't give away storyline, but I can tell you that, yeah, you get it. And I'm not surprised the audience is huge. Titus is a rock star.
Yeah, good for you that you're doing all of that. And then in between, you know, you're in such great shape. You live in Carmel, and you were doing the stunt thing. I mean, how do you bounce into stunts from acting?
I've always been a driver. Like, I've always enjoyed fast cars and motorcycles, and I learned to kite surf last year. Who would have thought, like, I'm amazed it took me this long to learn to kite surf or even think about, hey, I want to go up in the air and do this. But a dear friend of mine, Tom McComas, down in Hollywood, called me up one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm working on a show called Sons of Anarchy." And this is years ago when Sons was on. And, Eric Norris is the stunt coordinator and you need to meet this guy. And I was like, "Eric Norris, you mean Chuck Norris's son?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, he's a badass. All right, let me go meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, you can ride." And most stunt guys are ex-racers and things like that. And Tom was funny. He was better at crashing than winning. But he says to me, "Yeah." And he goes, "And the pay's not bad." So that worked out and I had a lot of fun. I was in that game for about 5 years. And ironically, I never got hurt. It was riding home from a job that I got hurt and it took me out of the game for 3 years with some serious injuries. But I feel good. I'm back, and I'm thankful, and yeah, absolutely. That's how I got into stunt work, though, Tom McComas.
Wow. Fine, we could talk to you all day long. Absolutely amazing. You've done some wonderful things, and I love that you give back and did the whole FEMA thing, and then, of course, that becomes a theme in the book. And I'm going to say this again. You can go and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Go to A Week's Worth. Thyme Lewis, continued success in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we get to hang out again sometime. This was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introduce you to this author is such a talented woman, and we welcome her to America tonight. Boy, in our off-air conversation, I was thinking about this. You know, she got a law degree, interior designer, moved on to technology, really, really has pushed the envelope and more. And her book is called Embolden Woman. Think about that, Embolden Woman, Unapologetically Me. Of course, you get the book on Amazon, Apple, Google, Ingram Spark, all those great places. And she's got a website, too. I'll throw it out at the beginning, emboldenwomen.com. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me here, Kate. It's so good to be here.
So you are an emboldened woman, and like the title of your book, Emboldened Woman, you're trying to do that. Let's talk about your path and why you wrote the book. What motivated you to write the book?
So the main reason I wrote this book is since I was a little girl, I've always had this passion for gender equality. And the way I was raised by my father was there was no difference between a boy, girl, or man, woman, and that's what I saw around me. But then when I started growing up, I started to realize a lot of the world doesn't really see it that way. And that's why I've always had this itch to do something for the women, for the girls, and I'm very passionate about gender equality, girls' education, and women being at every seat at every table. So that's what kind of inspired me to want to write the book. I had all this stuff in my mind, and I thought, what is the best way to communicate this to the rest of the world globally? So that's what started my journey to write the book. And my book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls to learn to break the barriers of the so-called society norms and teach them how to live their life on their own terms without any inhibition, right, with full courage and confidence, not being controlled by others' mindsets, but having the power to deal with their own consequences instead of someone else driving them.
I love that. So dealing your own destiny. And tell us more. That's great. You told us a little bit about the book there by saying that. How do you break those barriers, those norms? And, of course, they can get the book and they'll be able to go really deep on this. But give us a little bit of some of the tools that you say that can help with confidence, et cetera.
Yeah. So my book, I have broken them into different chapters. Like, it starts with the first chapter where you start to analyze yourself, focus on your own mind of understanding your own subconscious biases, dealing with emotional intelligence, how you see people in front of you, understanding the subtle messages that people pass around for women. A lot of the time, women are not even fully aware of when they're getting discriminated or when they're not being given that equal opportunity, right? So my first chapter is all about opening the minds. And then from there, I get into the thought process of, it's always easy to fight one or two people, right? Fighting a mind is easier than fighting the mindset. Then I get into explaining, how do you really deal with the mindsets? And I use a lot of real-world examples of myself, my siblings, some friends or people in the community have worked with, and how they have kind of broken that barrier. So you get some tools in that. And each chapter has like a problem statement of what we need to look for, and then I explain the action and how we can be the fighters instead of the victims, and then how you can master those techniques. That's my pattern in each chapter. And I focus on work-life balance, on self-efficacy, confidence, courage, empowering and uplifting women. So that's how the chapters weave in. There's a chapter that focuses on how to maximize your opportunity with every failure, right? Failing is not bad, but how you learn from the failure and move on in life, I hope focus on that, which is not just for women, even for men, but heavily focused on why society is failing women, how society can get better at that with that agile mindset, have that concept in there. And then I also talk about the talents, the strengths, the power of education for women, why it is so important, and all different ways how different people in different parts of the world fight for that basic right to get educated. And sometimes we who are in discomfort don't take it for granted, but there is a lot we can do as women to support one another, help, empower, and enable each other. And that's where each chapter focuses, not just on you, but how can you be a better support system for others. And you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a well-known public figure to help another woman. There's always people around us who are examples of that, and we can be that as well.
Oh, I love that. So well said. So you have this great father who, it doesn't matter, man, woman, boy, girl, I mean, yay, what a great atmosphere to grow up in, and one where he really allowed you to be you. So you take that and then you go out into the world, and you said it at the beginning. What was it like for you in the beginning? Tell us your personal journey.
So I come from India, and I moved to the United States when I was 21. So growing up in India, like I was like growing up in 80s, 90s India as a little child, I was always of the opinion that men and women are equal just because that's how my family was. Like, my dad never discriminated, my mom never did. But then I started to realize as I started to become a teenager and a woman, wow, the world's not as easy as it used to be when I was a little girl, just because I didn't see a lot of things coming. And then when I moved to United States is when I realized no matter which part of the world you are in, the problems facing women are universal. There is different subtleties in how you're discriminated or given the back seat. And that has been my goal, is don't shy away from having the conversation when you see that somebody is pushing you around or not letting you be who you are. And to me, my journey started when I was 8. I remember reading in a newspaper one time, women being burnt on for dowry. That's when I told my dad, it just bothers me. What do I do about it? And my father's words were, you can change the world only if you have ability and knowledge to do so. And that stayed with me all my life. I think that was when my journey of this whole empowerment started. First of all, I need to have that empowerment for myself. And I need to live the life unapologetically if I want to influence and enhance other women. And since, as a little girl growing up, I think that's been part of my subconscious mind, is always to be unapologetic for who I am, live the life authentically. But authenticity is very important for us women. And I feel like my whole journey has been that, be it growing up in India, going to school, participating in different competitions. Debate was my major focal point as I was growing up, because I felt like I'm always having my voice. That belief in your voice is how I've grown up all my life. And then when I moved here to United States, I realized, wow, it's not the same. And then me, I'm a woman of color wearing a hijab. I started my work in a very male-dominant industry. And I started to realize things that I didn't think were easy all the time for women to deal with. But for me, it's all about having the conversation. Instead of feeling victimized or instead of taking a backseat, open up yourself to have and challenge the people and have the conversation. So all my career of 25 years, I have always seeked out opportunities for myself. I have not shied away to have a conversation when I feel like something is not right. And I always tell women, go with your gut instinct. If something is wrong in your gut, you know something is wrong. Don't believe that you have to pretend and just go along with things. So that's how my life journey has been, be it in personal life or professional life. Being unapologetically who I am. Not that I don't want to apologize if I make a mistake, but the point is, accept me for who I am. I don't need to change for me, for my authentic self, to please and appease to the world. And that's how I lead my life, and that's how I'm growing my daughter. And I like to always influence women to think, to always respect their own authenticity.
Wow. So as we sum this up and talk about your book, and I mentioned at the beginning that Embolden Women Unapologetically Me, that you can get it. You can go to the website, emboldenwomen.com. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble, all of that. And you're saying it, you're weaving this, Roshan, in the conversation, but what do you hope that people take away from reading your book, women take away from reading your book?
Number one thing is not to shy away from a conversation. Amplifying the voice of women in all aspects of life, and have a strong will to make decisions for themselves. And then I'm also wanting to convince the women that education and self-sufficiency is very important. When you take away the dependency on others, you take away the control from them, and you have full independence to live your life, for which the two important things are education and self-reliance or self-sufficiency. And that's what my whole book is about, is having the power in your own hand, the destiny in your own hand. And I think that's what I want women and girls who read my book to get from this, is that whole value of your own empowerment. It's in your own hands. But to do that, you need to really focus on your education, your self-reliance. But also there are a lot of tools I talk in the book about how you build your diversity, your inclusion, your subconscious mind assessment, as well as how you really understand people in front of you, leveraging some emotional intelligence tactics so that you know who you're dealing with and how you deal with them. So it's all about reaching those voices in your mind and making sure that you're really having a good influence on yourself, but also on others around you, and be able to enhance and uplift one another.
Perfect place to end this. Roshan Syed, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.